It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien, and this week we're talking about a film that if I went into a dark movie theater, Matt, I'd be looking at the floor a lot because I'm not great with horror films, and this is Midsommar we're talking about.
Midsommar, and it's spelled the way the Swedish spelling. Of course, that is kind of the festival that takes place over in Sweden around the summer solstice in late June. So that's the premise of the film. When the film starts out, we really don't realize they're going to go to Sweden, all these friends, but that's basically what happens. There's a group of college friends. Florence Pugh is the lead. She is kind of an emotionally troubled young woman. There's a plot twist that sends her even deeper into an emotional chasm near the beginning of the film. Her boyfriend, played by Jack Rayner, is sort of a non-committal boyfriend. He's sort of lazy. He is trying to do a thesis but isn't sure what to do it on. He's not really available for her. He always says things will turn out fine, and sometimes they don't. So essentially they have a friend who's Swedish that they go to college with, and he is going to Sweden for Midsommar. And he invites his friends to go along. And at first Florence Pugh is not going along, but she decides to go with her boyfriend at the last minute. So essentially, it's a horror film, as you know, directed by Ari Aster, who did Hereditary. He's a very good director. This is, I think, one of the best films I've seen all year. It's a slow burn film. I can't give away too many plot details. But of course, if they're going to end up in Sweden at Midsommar, there's kind of a communal community that their friend takes them to, and some strange things are going to happen. That's all I can say because it's a horror film. But this is a visually stunning film. It's a slow burn film. It's about 2 hours and 25 minutes long. That's long for a horror film. But he builds the suspense. He builds to the moments of shock, which when they come are completely shocking. But it's really a character study of the Florence Pugh character, her emotional problems, uncontrollable crying, other things that go on with her. Once they all arrive, some are kind of freaked out by what's going on and some aren't and want to stay, and that's really where the plot lies. But there's some visually stunning effects, Doug. There's a wide-angle shot of cars driving in which the camera eventually turns around and you're seeing everything backwards. That's a great, great shot. I also want to say this. For a horror film, I've never seen a horror film that takes place less in the dark. Most of the film is out in bright sunlight.
That's Midsommar. Yeah.
It's out in bright sunlight at this communal community, and it's still scary. It almost makes it more scary, Doug, or scarier, because it's in broad daylight. And that was really kind of almost a separate character, was this broad daylight that they're dealing with in the film. Phenomenal film. I really liked it a lot. It didn't seem too slow for me. Didn't seem too long for me. There have been some complaints. There's not enough shock value for some, younger horror film aficionados. But the promise that Aster showed with Hereditary, which starred Toni Collette, is really confirmed here with this film. It kind of reminds me of The Wicker Man, that film that came out in the early 70s with Edward Woodward.
That was unnerving.
Pagan rituals. Aster has said he's based a lot of the things that happen in this film on some rituals, some ancient rituals, and they might seem strange and bizarre. But once you're there in the community, the commune, again, it does what a lot of good horror films do. You get that sense of claustrophobia. How can I get out of this situation? Is there any way out of this situation? Will the people running the commune let me out of this situation? That's when things get really, really frightening. Pugh is great. She's a bona fide star. She was so good in Lady Macbeth a couple years ago. I think she's going to be a huge star, great actress.
Well, when I hear about films like this, Matt, I think, I love to go to comedies. I love to laugh. I like to go to dramas and sort of feel that inner emotional connection that good actors can create. Horror movies have always kind of troubled me. They upset me. And I know there are lots of people who love them because there's an exhilaration, a thrill of, it's kind of like a roller coaster. How am I going to feel when this happens, when the inevitable shock or surprise happens? So help me out here.
This is not a typical horror film, Doug. It's more of a psychological profile of a disintegrating relationship. Florence Pugh and Jack Rayner, who play the boyfriend and girlfriend in the film, are having problems, and they think going to Sweden will help with all their friends and this kind of thing. So the space, the distance they have between each other is really well filmed by Aster. You get that sense this is a relationship about to end. The Swedish friend who goes with them clearly is interested in the Florence Pugh character. Will she reciprocate? What's going on there? The final act is terrifying. Some really strange things happen, but I found it more of a psychological horror film. It's a smart horror film, Doug, because it deals with Midsommar, Swedish pagan rituals, you know, sacrifices, weird things going on. So I'm interested in stuff like that. I'm not necessarily interested anymore in haunted house films, which have been done to death, or The Conjuring, which was a good first film. But, you know, there's been a lot of reports like that. This is a film that I haven't seen before. It uses a premise of something in Sweden as the place setting for the film. Now, that's not something I would have thought of, a horror film set in Sweden. But yet Ari Aster does that, and he pulls it off. I think it's one of the best films of the year, one of the best directed films of the year. You really get taken into Florence Pugh's mental illness that she's going through, uncontrollable crying, screaming. So I like this a lot. I would urge people to go see it.
And how is it doing in the box office?
Pretty good so far, but I think the length could hurt it at the box office eventually. It's a long film. There weren't that many people there when I went to it. Maybe didn't quite have the opening they were hoping for. Maybe it's the Swedish setting. I don't know. It's hard to tell with box office what drives something and what doesn't. I suspect, though, the length could be a little self-defeating, and I also suspect the lack of shocks in the first hour might put off the young kids.
Well, it might be kind of hard to create a trailer around it, too, that yep. does it justice, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, today's Oscar trivia question draws on Midsommar.
Okay.
What movie that has Midsommar as its theme won an Oscar or two?
Midsommar Night's Dream, 1935.
That would be correct.
The Jimmy Cagney movie. It got cinematography and, I believe, art direction.
Best film editing.
Film editing, okay.
And what was unique about the Best Cinematography Award to Hal Moore?
I think it was a write-in vote.
It was
yep.
the first and only yes. write-in nominee to actually win. Mm-hmm. So, we've been to the movies with Matt Olien. Mm-hmm.